when I think about yesterday. My, oh my. My, oh my.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Vanessa, and welcome to SV's podcast. And this is our very first episode. I am recording it alongside with a very special guest who is here to take us through our topic of today, which will be communication in relationships, whether romantic relationships or friendships. This distinguished guest is one Teddy Muatha, also holds a very important title of being my boyfriend, a bomb-ass photographer, and the best scientist in town. So, Teddy.
Oh, come on. Not yet. I'm going to third year right now, though, of course. Yeah. You've got scientist in the making.
So, Teddy, welcome to SB's podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
And today, you want to talk about communication in relationships, what it is, what it entails, and the challenges faced when it comes to communicating with your significant other or your friend. So probably maybe you could give us an insight to kick us off in our first episode.
Well, when you talk about communication, really, this being a long distance relationship, I think it's a very vital thing to have, because basically you are thousands of miles away from each other. So the only thing that you need literally is to communicate. And by communicating, it means like video calls, not only voice calls, but video calls go a long way. So, and basically just talking as much as possible, really, I should say.
I feel like when you start off a long distance relationship, you have this notion or belief that you should kind of give your significant other some space, because keeping on texting, calling will kind of seem like nagging your significant other. This is like what most people feel, and therefore they create this barrier between them and the significant other. And you find that even when they're going through something, it's very hard for them to come out and say, this is how I feel, like A, B, C, D. And remember, it's a long distance relationship. So basically, finding out that this person is not okay will not be that easy for you on the other side of the phone, because you cannot read their minds. You cannot actually tell they're not okay unless they tell you they're not okay. So could you tell us what you think about people feeling like they have to tone down so they cannot feel like they're too much, calling too much, texting too much? So what's your opinion on that?
First of all, being in a relationship, it comes with some responsibilities. First, you have to literally know your partner inside out. Those people who tend to have secrecy and all this kind of like give me, yeah, it's okay. But again, in order to build that trust and that transparency, you need to be talking. You need to be, if one of me are that person who talks a lot, or that person who texts a lot, or that person who, you know, tries to call every 2 minutes, you have to accommodate that, because that's your other significant other, really. You have to accommodate that, because you can't change it. That's her or his nature. And in order for you not to accommodate that, you being, you know, 1,000 miles away or 5 minutes away, it's a problem. And whenever, then, if you accommodate that, then it becomes very smooth. You won't have any problem whatsoever. And then it won't become a problem at all. you'll just feel like you're just across here. So that's all I have to say, really. I don't think it should be a problem, you saying that, hey, stop nagging me. No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be at all.
Okay, the big man himself has spoken. So I second that. I really agree with that. Because remember, a long distance couple is not necessarily the same as a one-on-one, like a couple that can see each other in someone, I'm saying. So you find that even though you can't see each other as often as a normal couple, the problems you face as a normal couple are similar, right?
True.
Yeah, you face similar problems. Now that you're faced with this hurdle of distance, you have to find ways of dealing with your problems effectively, so that you don't feel like, I have to let this just go. I don't want issues. I don't want to argue. So I just want to let it slide, or something of the sort. So what are some of the ways you feel are effective or have been effective for you, for me in our relationship, or generally just in any other long distance relationship? What are some of those measures or conflict resolution steps that are very effective when it comes to solving issues in long distance relationships in terms of communicating with your partner?
I'd say one thing, don't be hostile. Don't be a hostile person as a human being, because when you bring this hostility into a relationship, one person, one or the other, will build a defense mechanism where I don't want to trigger a certain behavior from, because when I tell him this, it becomes very hostile. And one of the things that we have, I'll speak for myself, and we have a relationship together, we have this thing where we don't sleep before, if we have an argument, we don't sleep, and make the next day when you have the same argument. And that has been very vital, and it has created a huge connection with us. And that small thing, just don't sleep when you're angry with me, is just fantastic. It works miles, because it brings you guys together. Even though it feels like you're a little kid, don't be mad at me before tomorrow morning. But it's just a simple thing, but it brings you guys together and be like, hey, I'm sorry, I apologize. And don't have an ego, all right? Just when you're into a relationship, drop it. Because if you're literally serious about a relationship, you will drop that ego. Drop it. This is your future, literally. So drop that ego, and the rest will be fine. You'll be perfect. Everything will be fine. Yeah. Those are the main things that I think that are very vital when it comes to when you have issues in a relationship, especially a long distance relationship.
Yeah, I also feel like it has been very effective, because we literally don't let something slip over unless it's really serious. And even if it's that serious, it won't slip over to the third day or the fourth or the fifth.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, this is your person. And at the end of the day, it's you and your person against the problem, and not you against your person.
Exactly.
To understand that this is a fight, against your partner, but against the problem for both of you, it will be very much easy, or it will be way easier to solve your issues with your significant other, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. And there's this issue still on communication, where you find that once you're with someone for a very long time, you stop communicating your feelings. You stop saying, I love you. You stop saying, know, I'll be here for you, you stop saying, because you're literally, you've gotten comfortable. You understand? Like, literally nothing further than, okay, I have you now, we're together, that's it. I don't need to keep telling you that, baby, I'm into you, baby, I love you, and all that. So, what do you really think, in terms of communication, what do you feel can keep that spark alive when it comes to expressing your emotions? Because people literally stop, and they don't even know they stop, you know, and that spark is going, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll start by saying, as humans, we are programmed, basically, as in genetics, like you'll find that we get bored easily by, you know, a monotony of things when they happen. So whenever, let's say, you've been watching a series and you just get somewhere, it's pretty too long, and you'll be like, I don't want to continue. And you literally get bored and leave it. However, you loved it at the very get-go. You were like, oh my God, I want to watch this series. But what happens in the middle, right? You get bored. It's just the nature in our system. You can't change it. You can do what with it. But you can hack it. You can hack it. So by hacking it, you can literally do other things. You can have a break. But in terms of relationship, it's other things. You can play games. You can watch a movie. You can decide to do things together, like workout together. You can do other things. You can watch a movie together. You can chill together. You do your own stuff. She does her own stuff. And everything. You will find that you will kindle that fire that you had for her the very first day. And trust me, it works. It works miracles. I've tried it. We've tried it. It works. And look at us a couple of years later and we're still here. So I don't know if I actually think it does work. Yeah.
Because it's a fact. Like, boredom strikes. It's a fact. Sometimes you just feel like, I'm not really into the
movie I know.
Right now.
I know.
Yeah. But it's what you do to salvage that matters. And as you said, going back to when you guys fell in love and why you fell in love is vital. I've seen couples recreate their first date. I've seen couples do, if you met at the gym, I've seen couples now start working out together, because it's some kind of kindling the fire. And it's just a matter of one bad day. And I don't think one bad day is enough to throw away everything that you have with someone. Sometimes you look at it and like, is this what I'm giving up for this bad day or for this bout of emotions? You understand? You might wake up and think, oh shit, what did I do yesterday? You know, it's
I know. Yes.
So it all comes back to communication, because if I feel like I'm losing it, I'm losing the spark, I'm losing the grip, it's only rather I communicate it to you and tell you as my significant other, you know, baby, I'm kind of feeling like this and I don't feel like this. I don't want to feel like this. So what can we do about it?
You have every right to, basically, you have every right to come and tell me I am not feeling okay and this and this is happening. You have every right, definitely. That's why it's called a relationship. It's not a situationship or you know, leadership. I'm not on top of this thing. No, I'm not the leader. You're not the leader. We both have equal rights in this unionship, basically.
Mm. And if we can understand that, then we can understand each other.
Exactly.
We can understand each other and we can easily solve issues. So communication will come when it comes to expressing yourself, when it comes to solving problems, when it comes to keeping abreast, like what's happening with your partner. You know, sometimes your partner is going through something and you have no idea. You have no idea what your partner is. Because probably there was no clear communication when it comes to that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or when there was misinterpretation. You know, or just it was just mentioned kijuju, you understand? So it gets kind of tricky because you realize, oh my God, I didn't actually know my man or my lady is going through
this. Yeah.
So without it, without communication, it's just a ripple effect on every person, on everyone in that particular relationship.
True.
And that's why I feel like communication is the core. Even relationships with no love still survive on communication.
It does. Yeah. So
if there's love and there's communication, that's it. Like, so win-win, it's a bingo.
What about it?
Yeah.
Just, oh, yeah. That's the way you draw the line, basically, because without it, you just can't survive any type of relationship, be it long distance, be it whenever you're here, if you're 5 minutes away, it's just, you can't survive.
Exactly.
When you have a good relationship, I guarantee you'll have a good relationship. Good communication will guarantee you'll have a good relationship. Sorry. And yeah, basically.
Lovely. So that was just about it today. So Mr. Teddy, Mu'atha, thank you for your wisdom and your gems of knowledge. We, the listener, appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That you took your time to come here today and engage in this conversation. I hope we'll be seeing more of you.
Oh, definitely. I'm free.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, with that brief conversation, I will gladly end this podcast, hoping for more episodes and hoping for feedback from all of you, whatever you want to know. Hit your girl up, whatever issues you want to talk about, hit your girl up, and we are going to figure it out together. So thank you very much for joining me today on this podcast, and I wish you a lovely day.